I'd like to call to order the December 9th, 2024 meeting of the Public Works Capital Projects and Transportation Committee at 6 o'clock at the Karen Bender Library in the County Office Building. Both those here in person and those joining us by live stream. Could we begin with a roll call?
Chair Nolan?
Here.
Deputy Chair Litz?
Here.
Legislator Donaldson?
Here.
Legislator Kovacs?
Here.
Legislator McCullough?
Here.
You have quorum.
Excellent. Thank you. And welcome to the representatives of the agencies as well. Could we have a motion about the minutes for the October 29th budget meeting, the October 29th special joint meeting, and the November 4th regular meeting, either singly or all together? Motion for all of them, and seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Any discussion about any of the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The minutes approved unanimously. So we can turn to resolutions. This is for the December 17th legislative session next week. Resolution number six. Yes.
Make a request. You can only have one resolution. I would really
thank you so much.
I appreciate you for my colleagues.
Thank you. That is such a good, great suggestion. What's the number of the resolution?
Put your picture on one box. Okay.
So, is it the wish of the committee that 702?
706.
Is it the wish of the committee that we turn first to resolution number 706, the UCAP resolution? Having the approval of the committee, that resolution number 706, approving, and thank you, Planning Director Doyle, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $51,056 even entered into by the county with Complete Building Solutions, Inc., Department of Public Transportation for UCAT. This is the contract to extend the term of agreement for cleaning county buses and support vehicles through end of August 2025. It's 100% county funded. Anything you would like to say to us about this?
I'll move it.
Moved by Legislator Litz
for adoption
and seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? So that passes unanimously. Before you zip out, with the indulgence of all present, we did just have a meeting with applicants to the Ulster County Transit Riders and Intermodal Subcommittee of this committee, and it is our thought that all those who applied should be appointed. That can be done in February. There are two people we were not able to interview, but we know them, and we will either interview them or decide to appoint them based on our prior knowledge. We did have a initial discussion with those applicants about the goals of the committee, which they primarily articulated as communication going to and from UCAT. They would like to be able to spread information, share information with other riders, as well as bring concerns and suggestions. They'd like increased transparency and are looking forward to working with Director Rozier, and also with the executive's office. Amanda Laval, who's not able to be here tonight, called me about this and is eager to work with that group. So this comes, formation of this committee comes around the time that we are having the route optimization study presented to the public and comments about that coming back in from the public. So that'll be part of the work in 2025, as well as, I think, focusing on problem solving and areas of desires for increased ridership and increased service where possible. So I just want to give you an update on it. Would normally give it at the end of the meeting, but so that you could know where we're headed.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Any other comments about that? Legislator McCullough?
Good night. Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Legislator McCullough and I did those interviews and are happy to bring forward that resolution and work on with that group. We also would welcome other legislators who have that interest. All right, shall we go back to the top of the agenda? Resolution number 629, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the Town of Hurley for replacement of an EV charging station at the Town of Hurley parking lot, Department of Finance, Division of Recovery and Resilience. And I'd like all motions tonight to be for adoption, unless specified otherwise, as well as seconds.
I'll move it for adoption.
Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Any discussion? This would be a cost of $5,500 to the county, and the town would be responsible for doing the actual replacement. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? That passes unanimously. The next two resolutions deal with the cleanup at the Dietz Stadium. I think we could block those two since the discussion will pertain to both those resolutions, if there's such a motion.
I'll move it.
Move for a block from Legislator Donaldson to block resolutions number 630 and 631, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any discussion on the block? All in favor of the block?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? So we will block those two resolutions. The resolution 630 is authorizing the repurposing and expense of funds from capital project number 629, the Ulster County Brownfields program originally funded by ARPA to allow funding cleanup of environmental contamination of Dietz Stadium, the Department of Planning, and resolution number 631 is authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the City of Kingston for sharing the cost of an environmental contamination cleanup on the property boundary of City of Kingston Dietz Stadium and the Ulster County Department of Public Works properties. So the block is in front of us.
I'll move the block.
And move the block.
For adoption.
And the second by Legislator Donaldson. Any further information about that that you'd like to provide, Director Doyle?
Sure, thank you. Just a couple of things. One is that one of the reasons for resolution number 630 is essentially to make sure that the legislature was aware that the original intent behind this funding was actually to deal with properties that we were holding foreclosure on based on potential for contamination. We've been through, there's about 20 some of those properties. We've been through a lot of those properties with respect to whether or not they're contaminated or not contaminated to phase ones. And moving into phase two, I think unfortunately we're looking at working with, I think about four of those properties we'd be able to release and ask the county to feel comfortable in foreclosing. The real difficulty with respect to foreclosing on some of these properties has not dealing with the hazardous materials that are on site, but literally petroleum contamination. And the reason for that is that hazardous materials on site, if the county forecloses under the current guidelines from EPA and others, we're not in the chain of title and not responsible because we're taking them for the back taxes. Unfortunately, the state process does not relieve you of the responsibility for petroleum contamination. So we're being very cautious with respect to that. We're in ongoing discussions with respect to DEC as to whether or not we can remove some of those conversations with respect to chain of title. EPA has been involved as well. What we wanted to try to do is to say that where we have an opportunity to use some of this money for things that may be associated with our county facilities, that we'd be able to use that. We didn't make any, repeat, no indication that the contamination on Dietz Stadium is associated with our property, maybe legacy contamination. But we wanted to make sure that you were aware that this was a sort of a repurposing of those funds. The second piece of this is literally providing for a half of the cost from the City of Kingston for a cleanup as they related to their unexpected find of petroleum contamination, which was adjacent to the county's existing facility as it relates to the DPW facility.
I have one question about that, which is it difficult to do petroleum product cleanup, or is it pretty straightforward? And this doesn't look like a large expense, is that because this is a very small contamination or because it's generally not a large expense?
So it can be, depending on whether it's got into the water supply or not, and you don't know once you see petroleum, you have to do a whole series of tests in order for you to figure out how large that conversation that is. That's the phase two that we're doing. I have to tell you that some of these properties are in such they're so full of debris and material that offers a potential for contamination that we literally cannot access the property to actually get in there and do the necessary testing. So that leaves us with a situation where we're in conversations with the town, who has the power to clean up junkyards and these kinds of things under their zoning statute, to clean them up and then attach that cleanup back to the property taxes, which we can pay. But the point being is that's where we are right now. In some of those instances, we're in conversations with, I know, the town of Ulster with respect to one, the town of Lloyd with respect to another, and the town of Marlborough with respect to the other one, so that we can get the properties in an area that we can actually get a rig in there and do the necessary testing. So that's where we are in some of those properties. It's disappointing, I think, and certainly from the planning department's staff, the amount of effort that's been going into these things to come back and only be able to release what we think are two or four of them. And we have what they call TIOs, which is temporary incidents of ownership from the court. That only allows us to do certain kinds of things. We can't enter structures and those kinds of things associated with it.
Any questions from anyone else on the committee? We have a motion and a second to approve the block. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The block is approved unanimously. Questions? Yeah. Okay. Resolution number 632, adopting and issuing a negative declaration under 6 NYCRR Part 617 State Environmental Quality Review Act, SEQR, by the Ulster County Legislature for the construction of a Government Operations Center, GOC, and appurtenances to be located at Paradise Lane, SBL at 86.12-12.320 and 86.12-5-12.310, Town of New Paltz, Emergency Communications, Emergency Management. Is there a motion? Motion to adopt by Legislator McCullough. Second. I heard a second, but I didn't see who it was. Second by Legislator Kovacs. This is adopting a negative declaration for the Government Operations Center. Questions or concerns from the committee? This resolution has been discussed in two other committees previously. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain.
Abstain from Legislator Lips for the purpose of employment. So this resolution passes 4-0-1. One abstention. Resolution number 633, establishing capital project number 718, Cornell Street Park, amending capital project number 479, Midtown Linear Park, and declaring intent to act as lead agency under SEQR, Department of Planning.
I'll move for adoption.
Move for adoption, Legislator Litz. Seconded, Legislator McCullough. This is the Cornell Street Park. Would you like to say a word about it? Director Doyle.
It's a seasonally odd resolution because it repurposes funding from a capital project, and let me explain why we did that. Believe it or not, when we built the Midtown Linear Park, we did it at a cost to the county of $0. We had a town grant for that, New York State DOT grant. We also had a grant from the community foundations of $1 million associated with that. That grant is the last money that's left. We're seeking reimbursement from the state as soon as we finish our necessary audits to bill out the TAP grant. But we do have about $157,000 left in that capital project from the $1 million grant. The discussion has always been with that grant that if we had funding left over, we would move to take a look and see whether or not we could put a park in that area that was formerly the rail yard. if we don't do this, what I would suggest would happen is that community foundations would be within its rights to ask for its money back. So the thought here would be, would we repurpose that? We issued an RFP. The cost to essentially move all the way through to contract documents, but not issue the bid documents, is less than the money we have remaining. So the thought would be we'd actually go through the process, get the designs done, and get all the planning work done, do the public outreach done, and then seek the necessary funding sources beyond the county as well to actually complete the park. And we believe we have some traction with respect to be able to do that.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Great situation to be in and the lovely park. Any questions?
Is there any ARPA money left out of the park fund?
It would have been converted to lost revenue at this particular point in time, for sure. And given where we are going through the design process, getting bids, and then being able to expend, well, if it's lost revenue, we'd have to worry about a time frame. But certainly there's something that you could think about with regard to that. I would think that one of the things that we would look at with respect to ARPA money, if we're doing that, is your own park as it relates to the one in New Falls, which has a cost associated with it as well.
Other questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? That passes unanimously. Resolution number 637, approving the execution of a contract for $102,600 entered into by the County Transpo Group USA Department of Planning. This is a contract for the long-range transportation plan for the Ulster County Transportation Council. It's 100% federally funded.
I'll move for adoption.
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Moved by Legislator Litz. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution number 689, establishing a restricted capital reserve fund, bridge capital reserve, under Section 6C of the New York State General Municipal Law. This basically corresponds to a budget amendment that was submitted by Chair Criswell, creating $10 million for a bridge capital reserve fund. Moved by Legislator Kovacs, seconded by Legislator Litz. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? That passes unanimously. Believe that we could block resolutions number 690 and 692, both directed towards the Legs Mill Bridge. If there's a sense from the committee, that would be helpful. Moved block by Legislator Kovacs, seconded by Legislator McCullough. All in favor of the block?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? So those resolutions are now blocked. Resolution number 690 is amending capital project number 585, bridge structure repairs, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. That's adding $90,000 to the capital project to cover increased inspection services on that bridge. And resolution number 692, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $83,791.26 entered into by the County Hudson Valley Engineering Associates, PC, again, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges, and that's the contract for the capital project. This one would be 100% county funded.
I'll move it for adoption.
I'll second it.
Block is moved for adoption by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Any questions or concerns? All in favor of the block?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Block is adopted unanimously. Resolution number 693, rescinding resolution number 55 of 2024 and authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Marbletown to improve the town park on Tongoor Road, Department of Finance, Division of Recovery and Resilience. This is reauthorizing what was $100,000 in ARPA funds for improvements now under lost revenue. Is there a motion?
Yeah.
Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Litz.
Yeah. Actually, this is taking money that was appropriated for Grady Park in High Falls and moving that from that park to Tongoor Road Park.
think you're right. I appreciate the correction. So, thank you. Any other points of revision or clarification? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? That is approved unanimously. Resolution number 694, establishing capital project number 711, Department Relocation Management, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Legislator McCullough.
Second.
And a second by Legislator Lips. So, I'm going to ask for somebody to explain this.
Okay. So this capital, this resolution establishes a capital that funds relocation of county offices. This is revolving a recurring capital because of the new build out over at I-Park 87, that big move, we have to consolidate like probably four locations. From this building, a couple from other buildings over DSS, Development Court rather, Voices Lane. So the plan is to fund the moves to refit those offices for other county departments. And, you know, this is, we also have identified a few other projects. For example, just moving back a little bit, the last time we had a capital project of this nature, we funded the fourth floor renovations at 368 Broadway when we moved Golden, the mental health office from Golden Hill to that building. We did all the work in-house and we made upgrades and we bought carpet, we bought furniture, things of that nature. So the idea is along those lines.
Will this also fund the move of the DA's office?
Yes. Some of the moving costs.
Mm-hmm.
It also will help alleviate some of the leases, get us out of some leases, so we can renovate some of the, not renovate, but improve some of the county space to move some offices out of lease spaces, so back to county offices.
But is the Workforce Innovation Center itself leased space?
Yes.
So we're moving from, and so I've got you saying yes, but Director Doyle shaking his head no.
Well, it's leased, it's leased space.
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't shaking my head about that. I was thinking something else.
Okay, sorry. But I still have a question. So we're moving from multiple leased spaces at certain amounts to one lease space to add another amount. Is the amount going down by moving into the Workforce Innovation Center, or is it staying the same or going up? And
well, for example, we will be eliminating one lease for the DA's office, and that's $25 a square foot. I believe the Workforce Innovation Center is about $12 a square foot. So that's just one example.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be moving people back into county departments, or county buildings rather.
Mm-hmm.
The third floor where the tourism office leaves, we're going to be bringing people back to this building.
Mm-hmm. So you would say consolidation of spaces and efficiencies and potential for cost savings?
Yes.
Any questions from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? I'm going to read the next two resolutions and consideration for blocking, but I think I should read them first so we know what we're talking about. That'd be resolution number 696, establishing capital project number 714, Trudy Resnick-Farber Buildings Repairs, amending the 2025 Capital Fund Budget, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. And resolution number 698, approving the execution of a contract for $107,200 entered into by the County Lothrop Associates Architects DPC, Department of Public Works. Is there a...
I'll move to block.
Motion to move.
696 and 698.
Perfect. Is there a second to the motion to block? Legislator McCullough. Any discussion about the block? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? So those are now blocked.
I'll move the block for adoption.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any additional information we should have about this? They are, this is a capital project that would be 100% county funded to do repairs on the county office building in Village of Ellenville. Any questions, concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
This is of the block. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Those two resolutions pass as a block unanimously. Resolution number 699, establishing capital project number 715 for the replacement of the Denning Road Bridge, Town of Denning, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, authorizing the implementation and funding of the cost of the transportation project, which may be eligible for federal aid and or state aid or reimbursement from Bridge New York funds, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges.
I'll move it for adoption and discussion.
Okay, so moved, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Discussion, Legislator Litz.
This is just to do the design and any acquisition and everything. This, you haven't put this in for an application for Bridge New York yet.
This is to authorize the agreement for reimbursement. It has not been, it has not gone out to bids for design yet.
No, but we have the money in place.
But
there was an award. My understanding, I'm pretty sure that this, the Denning Road Bridge, was either a Bridge New York award or it was on the Transportation Improvement Program. So there is federal funding.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing it on the tip.
It goes by, it's going by Schultz Road.
Yeah.
Project also.
Maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're authorizing agreement.
So you did get Bridge New York.
I don't want to characterize the funding because I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it was Bridge New York funding.
Okay.
Are you satisfied that
I'm in favor of doing bridges? I just did not see it on the award list for Bridge New York unless it was in a different name and it didn't say Dennis.
Schultz Bridge.
The list is on my desk. I'll look at it.
Great. I would suggest that we go ahead and pass this out of committee tonight, and we can get clarification on that by next week.
That's fine.
Yep. You have it attached in our materials? Okay, I didn't see that. So we have that agreement.
Did I move it for adoption?
You did.
Okay, good.
Do you want me to call the question?
Yeah, sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? That passes unanimously, and we'll all take a look at that supporting documentation. Thank you. Resolution number 701, establishing capital project number 716, Ulster County pool upgrades, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, buildings and grounds. And this is upgrades to the county pool, the county to pay 100% of preliminary design cost, and then the county to receive monies from the Dormitory Authority of New York State towards the project costs, which are $5,500,000 total, of which the county would be reimbursed or receive funding for $3,920,000. Is there a motion? Moved by Legislator Kovac, seconded by Legislator McDonald. Is there any
McCullough?
She's divided. I almost made it through the meeting tonight.
Old McDonald.
Thank you, Legislator McCullough. And is there anything else to say about this? Yes, questions?
I'm beginning a flurry of calls from my constituents, not only my constituents, but all throughout the county. This has not been designed yet, correct?
It has not.
Okay.
Correct.
Teams that utilize that pool for the competition. And if you take the end wall off, it no longer qualifies as a competitive pool. In late August, I believe, the state competition is held at the New Paltz Pool for, I think, 4 or 5 days. And if we take the end off the pool, they'll no longer be able to compete there. The swim teams tell me that they're going to have to go to Binghamton to compete. That's lost revenue for the town of New Paltz. I mean, for probably a 10, 15-mile radius, they sell out all the hotels. They have, you know, restaurants and all of those things because the people, there's nowhere to stay at the pool. They go into New Paltz or the surrounding towns and buy dinner and spend money in the county, which we will no longer get anymore if we take the end off the pool. Then I had several mothers call me to tell me that they don't think it's a good idea to do away with the toddler pool and put a ramp into the main pool, because a toddler can just run down the ramp and wind up in deep water, whereas if they stay in the toddler pool, it's only a foot deep or whatever. So they think it's going to, by improving it the way that they've been told it's going to be improved, is actually a more dangerous situation than exists out now. I know there was some talk about you'd be able to not have as many lifeguards because you need to have one for the kiddie pool watching the kids, but they think that's well worth money spent rather than having a toddler wind up in the pool and have a catastrophe. So I hope that when this gets sent out as a capital project, that the design scope leaves the pool as an Olympic-sized pool, because it is the sister pool to the Montreal Olympic pool, and that our local swim teams will continue to be able to practice at our pool, and the statewide competition can still take place in New Paltz, New York, instead of somewhere else in the state. So, I mean, I'm probably going to be a yes to do work at the pool. I mean, it's 45 years old, and it needs upgrades. But to change it such that the constituents in our county will not be able to use it for competition or practice there, I don't think is the right way to go.
So I'd like to just clarify on that and give you a chance for a response. Is it your understanding the plan was to remove the end of the pool permanently or just temporarily? If it's just temporarily, would a change in timing address the concern that you have? And can we get that?
Yeah, so
some additional information on that.
We don't plan on eliminating the Olympic
size
and swim meets or anything like that. The plan is to do zero depth, very similar to what Rosendale did. They have a zero depth entry at one end. Mm-hmm. They still have the Olympic those things.
Yeah, it's not the size of the pool. They have to physically touch the wall and then turn around and go back, much like you see in the Olympics.
Right.
By making it zero, there's no wall to touch.
Yeah.
There's
They're going to do it from the side. And the zero depth is going to come from the side.
So they'll still be able to touch the end wall.
I'm being told the swim teams are telling me that they will not, they'll no longer be able to compete or practice.
This is the pool,
mm-hmm.
and this is where they swim here. The zero depth is going to come from this side. So they're still going to have the lanes this way.
Are they going to eliminate the kiddie pool?
That is the plan. So we're going to put in splash pads.
And I don't know.
But given where it won't be near the
entry
pool, it won't be near the zero entry pool.
What won't be?
The splash pad. So the splash pad is an area where there is water, but not really an enclosed pool going down into the ground.
Right.
So toddlers would be on the splash pad area, still separated from the pool area, and the zero entry height is designed to give handicapped access.
Yeah. Well, could a toddler, if they were on that side of the pool, walk down the ramp into the pool.
You know, but it's not like, it's not going to be a drop off where they would just drop into a deep end. It's zero. The way the zero depth entry is designed, it's for ADA accessibility. So it's a very gradual incline or decline into the pool.
I would very at least request that the county or the consultant that does the design speak to the New York State Swim Competition Association or whatever it's called to make sure that they can still have their competitions in Ulster County.
So we're actually going through the RFP process right now. We've narrowed it down to four vendors. All four vendors are part of some sort of swim aquatic divisions and everything like that. So they are very well versed. Interviews are next week, I believe. So we're having the interviews with the four vendors.
I would still like to see a letter from the state association that puts on those competitions saying that the design will still meet their requirements to hold their state competition in New Paltz, New York.
Yeah, I think that'd be helpful. And as a pediatrician, I'm really happy for you to bring up concerns about safety at pools. One of the best ways to address safety at pools is to make sure that all children, and in fact all children and adults, know how to swim. And just thinking about this zero depth entry, it doesn't seem to me that it will pose an increased risk as opposed to the a toddler being near the pool and stepping off the edge into the pool itself. But I think looking at that, and if there is any information on the safety of that and any special concerns, then I think it would be good to address those and have the design consultants who are specialists in pool design look at that for us. If you'll bring back anything that, you know, might even be an interesting question in the interviews. Yeah. Thank you for those observations, Legislator Litz.
Sure. I worked for DPW when we built the pool.
Oh, my.
I worked at the pool. I was the first maintenance man at the pool.
Wow.
Did we vote yet?
I am poised to call the question.
There's a job opening.
I wanted to.
$1.50 an hour, because that's what I made back then.
The election in a real fast.
Does anyone have any further questions for Legislator Litz?
A dollar in the quarter.
Totally understandable. Any other questions from the committee or observations? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. That passes unanimously. Resolution number 702, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets for funding for the Petroleum Products Quality Testing Program, Weights and Measure. This is a required program that the county has to have.
I'm only for adoption.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution number 703, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $32,600, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $550,000, entered into by the county, Eastern Heating and Cooling, Inc., Department of Public Works.
Move for adoption.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Butzola. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The next three resolutions.
Two, because we did seven.
No, we did one. Sorry. Yeah, thank you. The next two resolutions concern trash and janitorial service contracts and could be blocked. It's resolution number 704, approving the execution of a contract for $286,329.84, entered into by the county, County Waste and Recycling Service, Inc., Department of Public Works, and resolution number 705, approving the execution of a contract for $3,359,000 entered into by the County Complete Building Services, Inc., Department of Public Works. Is there a desire to block? Okay, I'm seeing some inclination not to block.
Oh, I'm just thinking one is a trash hauler and the other one cleans buildings.
Okay. I have a motion by Legislator McCullough and a second by Legislator Kovacs to block. All in favor of the block?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I'll move the block.
The block is moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any questions or concerns about either contract? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We already addressed resolution number 706 for UCAT earlier in the meeting. Resolution number 707, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 19 of 2024, a local law regulating the use of county parking lots to be held on Tuesday, January 14th, 2025 at 6:35 p.m. Is there a motion? Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. I have some discussion on this, and we have the sponsor of the resolution with us, Legislator McCullough. Would you give us a little background on this resolution and what the not on the resolution which concerns the public hearing, but on the local law number 19 of 2024, what it is intended to do?
So the goal of the resolution is to keep the county space available for county business. On Tuesdays, you know, Santa Fe has a big crowd and they come in and take up all the spots. And even the news reporter, when she talked to me on the phone, said that night of session, she has to park somewhere else and then walk back to the building. The thing about this is it's only during office hours. Nights, weekends, holidays, no problem.
So I like this. Let me open to discussion for other members of the committee, and then I have some comments. Legislator Kovacs.
My understanding is that this is the current policy right now. Is that correct?
I don't believe so. The parking lot is open to parking when there's an attendant, then that's ticketed parking at $1 for the time that you have parked. When there's no attendant available, then the gate is up and it's available for parking by any, but the general public at no cost.
It used to be a sign that said parking lots for county business only. Was that removed?
I think there may have been signs for smaller county parking lots that are not open to the public. So this would be addressing the lot that you enter alongside the county office building and is directly behind. Some of the other ones, I believe, are restricted and you have to have a key card.
I used to park here 10 years ago, and I was told by one of the maintenance guys that this is for county business only. Can't park here. Even though I was paying,
sure.
I could park here. So my understanding is this has been the policy for some time. Maybe it hasn't been enforced, but this was the policy.
That rings some bells for me, but going back, and so it may have been the policy. I don't know when it was changed. We could get that information, but there's no such signage now, and what I just described, I think, is how the parking lot operates. So this law would remedy that to go back to the situation that you thought was in place and may have been in place. The potential revision that I would like to consider would be that people who come into the county for county business get a stamp.
Yeah, there's
that's what you're proposing. But that others be allowed to park, but that we consider raising the price, so that we could generate some funding from people who are not here from county business. And I don't know if that's a significant enough revision that it would require, you know, to being in place before the public hearing. Legislator Litz?
I think part of the problem is even the people that park here that work somewhere else, it's a lot cheaper to pay $1 to park all day than it is to feed the meter all day or pay somewhere else at $5, $10, whatever it is to park. So I don't think it's an issue of having to raise the parking fee for the people that are here for a reason. But it's the people that are not here for county business during working hours, I think, is the issue.
Mm-hmm. I think we're saying the same thing, except that instead of banning people who don't aren't here for county business, we would allow them to park here, but charge them a rate at least equivalent to what it would cost in these other places that they've been eschewing. Legislator Collins?
It's only a quarter to park on the street, right, for 15 minutes. It's an hour. I mean, it's like
$1. It's a dollar an hour.
It's a dollar an hour.
Which is different than a dollar a day.
Right. I understand that. But I guess the other risk is you don't risk getting a ticket if you park here as opposed to parking at the meters, which is $25.
What if you park here at 10 a.m. and you don't leave until 7 o'clock?
It's free.
It's free.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Which is exactly what the problem is.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to enforce that.
If we...
Oh, we can enforce.
Well, are we going to start towing cars out of here?
Well, it does not. In here, it's a $100 fine, or they'll tow your car.
Yeah, there is mechanism for enforcement that's specified in the law. So, and fines.
Who's going to enforce this law?
The sheriff.
Sheriff's office.
Office is charged.
The parking guys downstairs know who's here for what reason.
Right. No,
and the sheriff has a desk over here. I mean,
I just think the sheriff has enough to do without being a meter maid here at the county parking lot. I mean, I think they're doing important things. I just question
if the use of resources.
But he is at the desk. They're out representing at the desk. And if the meter guy comes in and says, listen, there's two cars out there that belong to somebody who's working over at the bank,
they would just have to write a ticket, I guess. I do think there are problems with the current situation, that somebody who's coming to use the Department of Motor Vehicles and may be of limited mobility currently has difficulty parking in the county's parking lot, and somebody who has come for other purposes is in those spots. And I'm not sure that I am proposing anything that's workable. You know, I think there's the direction of this law is clearly correct, I think, to restrict so that those people who have business with the county get to have it. I just would not like to see empty parking spots in our lot with somebody needing a spot and having $10 that they're willing to give to the county, which is paying for that parking attendant to be out there right now with no real income stream. So, I think the question for the sponsor would be, is this as good as you want it to be before it goes to the public? If it goes to the public like this and some of these concerns get brought up, you still have a chance to address them either with amendments or by coming back to committee.
Hear what the people have to say and then put there.
All right. All right. I appreciate the conversation among the committee. Anything else before we take a vote on this? We have it moved and seconded?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? That passes unanimously. For the public hearing on January 14th, 2025 at 6:35 p.m. in the county office building. Resolution number 708, setting a public hearing on naming a county-owned asset to be held on Tuesday, January 14th, 2025 at 6:40 p.m. This is also introduced by Legislature McCullough and would set a public hearing on renaming the second floor
for adoption.
The county office building.
Yeah,
moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator McCullough. This resolution would name the second floor of this building after former County Clerk Nina Postupak. There is a public hearing on naming the entire building after Nina Postupak scheduled for December 17th. So I would invite Legislator McCullough to explain the logic of this resolution.
Legislator Maloney, when he spoke at the session last time, he made some good, valid points. And there are other people who are deserving of having the building named after them, and there's people probably in the future that will. I want something to honor her that all of us can say yes to, not 20 to 3. Or I think it will look, it'd be a great look for the full support of all 23 of us. I think this is another alternative, and I love the name, the Tripp's Office and Nina Pacific Historic Center. It's the floor she worked on for many years, and she still has the honor. And the building, if we name the building after her, it's a great thing. But then, what about all the other people that are also deserving? Yeah, before her, after her? That's just my thought. So I don't want to alienate anybody or... I think this is better, in my opinion.
So this would be a public hearing on this idea, which I appreciate your laying out the rationale for it. Are there other comments? Other questions or comments from the committee? Legislator Owens.
Just a question. If December 17th, the public hearing goes on and we vote yes, not saying we will or won't, I have no idea how the vote's going to turn out. This kind of becomes a moot point, doesn't it? Or is it?
I'm not certain that we will have a vote between the public hearings. The next vote that would address this. So on December 17th, we have the public hearing on naming the building. And then this public hearing would be on January 14th. I think the first meeting at which the first public hearing could be voted on would be in February of 2025. Is that correct?
It's not the 17th meeting.
It's not the December. Can't vote on the same evening as the public hearing. So I think that the timing would allow, now, and I don't know how the sponsor would feel, but if whether we'll see, whether the timing works out to see both resolutions on the February agenda of 2025. I think that could work out. And if the building were named before your resolution were considered, then you would have the opportunity to withdraw your consideration, or we could have a building and a floor named after the fire clerk. All right. Is it clear to everybody how this might work and what opportunities legislators will have to address this? And more importantly, I think, what opportunities the public will have. So we could have, now that this resolution, or if this resolution moves forward, we could have speakers at December 17th speaking in favor of going with this resolution or the one that was presented that night. Any further consideration? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? So unanimously resolved to have a public hearing on that resolution. Resolution number 710, amending capital project number 482, countywide radio system, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, emergency communications, emergency management. Is there a motion?
I'll move for adoption.
Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator McCullough. This would put four additional tower sites in the county, as well as provide equipment for the Government Operations Center. It would require a bond. Do you want to make any comments?
Yeah, my name is Steve Peterson, for those of you that don't know me. We are making significant improvements to the countywide public safety radio system, which includes additional tower sites. We're going to move to a 16 tower site system, 15 in simulcast, one in receive only. And this will also include radio subscriber units for fire departments, EMS, and law enforcement as well.
Coming from the part of the county, representing the part of the county that I do, out in Shandaken and those surrounding towns, this is a very helpful project.
A lifesaver.
A lifesaver, yep. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any objections? Abstentions? Thank you. And Resolution 713, establishing capital project number 717, Ulster County Department of Emergency Services Mobile Command Vehicle, Emergency Communications, Emergency Management. Is there a motion?
I'll move for adoption.
I'll second it.
Moved by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Would you like to say a little bit?
Sure. We currently have a 20-plus year old mobile command vehicle that we use to manage incidents of serious nature when it gets to that escalation. This is going to replace that. It's a significant upgrade where we'll be able to better manage incidents to the level that it's expected.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have four resolutions dealing with capital projects for the sheriff. That's Resolution 716, 718, 720, and 720-22. Is there any interest in blocking those resolutions? We'll deal with them separately if you prefer.
Okay.
Resolution number 716, amending the 2025-2030 Capital Improvement Program, amending capital project number 675, Sheriff's Office Axon Jail Body Camera Purchase, amending the 2025 Capital Fund Budget, Ulster County Sheriff.
I'll move for adoption.
Moved by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Kovacs. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Opposed. Legislator McCullough?
It's still there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So that resolution passes 4-1. Resolution number 718, amending the 2025-2030 Capital Improvement Program, amending capital project number 616, Sheriff's Office Axon Patrol, BWC, amending the 2025 Capital Fund Budget, Ulster County Sheriff, BWC, is body something camera? Do we know? Body worn camera.
I'll move. Gosh.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Kovacs. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Legislator McCullough? Any abstentions? So that resolution passes 6-1. Resolution number 720.
Only five of us here.
Oh, yeah. 41. Sorry? 41. 5-1? 4-1. Thank you. I would like to give you a vote, Legislator Collins, but they can't do it. Sorry. My error. Resolution number 720, establishing capital project number 710, law enforcement equipment, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Ulster County Sheriff. This is for purchasing a Marine Sonic ARC Explorer, basically a sonar device for locating underground objects.
I'll move for adoption.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any questions or concerns? Legislator Collins.
Underwater.
It itself goes underwater and is sonar. Is that what you're?
Yeah, I think it's for underwater detection, not for underground detection.
Did I say underground?
You said underground.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the correction.
To make sure.
Yeah, no, it is for underwater detection. And I believe it actually goes underwater as well as detecting things underwater. But I'm not 100% sure. That's your impression, Legislator McCullough?
That was in the another committee
meeting. Yeah.
They did the presentation.
So they actually drop something into the water and then use it to locate things underwater. Excellent.
No matter how dirty the water is.
No matter how dirty the water is. It's sonar used in medicine is amazing. And so to have it used for this purpose is great as well. Any questions or concerns? Thank you for the revision and call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution number 722, amending the 2025 to 2030 capital improvement program, establishing capital project number 719, Axon in-car camera systems, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Ulster County Sheriff.
I'll move for adoption.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Kovacs. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Legislator McCullough. Any abstentions? That passes 4-1, with each of the members of the committee only getting one vote. So that brings us to new business. I already gave an update on the Transit Riders Advisory Subcommittee's interviews. Is there any other new business? Director Doyle.
If I may, and thank you, Chair. As you recall, the county planning board is responsible to issue recommendations to the legislature and to the executive with respect to the capital program. And one of the things that we noticed in the capital program as it's currently constituted, there is a project that exists on the capital program that is talking about shoulders on Route 299 west of the New Paltz. It's actually County Route 7 and 8. It's 299 is because it's in a state brewing room, but it's actually a county road. That recommendation in the program currently is not to fund the out years for construction. So you're going to complete design and then not fund the out years with construction. We've looked at that, and in conversations with the executive, there seems to be some confusion about the amount of federal dollars that was available for the program and exactly what the project was trying to accomplish. So when you look at that, the county, you should be aware that the county has invested in design documents for this project and the design is complete. You're now in something called the right-of-way acquisition phase, and you actually have acquired, it's my understanding, some lands associated with the project. In addition, you also have been engaged very recently with respect to trying to acquire some of the lands for the shoulder improvements as it relates to eminent domain proceedings with landowners in terms of making sure that you could accomplish the project. Looking at the project, one of the things that you should be aware of is that the current funding available for the project in federal funds is $6.5 million. The current estimated cost for the project is a little over $10 million complete on the construction side. And what ends up happening with respect to that, excuse me, I'm trying to get my numbers correct. What ends up happening with respect to that is that we would anticipate there is a new project available, a new funding source, not funding, new funding source, but a new push for focus areas with respect to what we call road departure crashes. The purpose of the shoulders on Route 299, you've already built the shoulders essentially from the village all the way out to Butterville Road. This would create, build the shoulders from Butterville Road all the way up to 4455. They have normally been discussed and frequently been discussed as bicycle pedestrian improvements. The County Transportation Council, the Ulster County Transportation Council, did a road safety audit on 299. One of the more frequent crashes on Route 299 is roadway departure because there are no shoulders. This would essentially put 4-foot shoulders on either side of 299 and complete what you started to Butterville Road all the way up to 4450. The thought that we would have, and what we're asking the legislature, and you may see something, is to make a technical amendment to the capital program to put the money back in for construction, so that it wouldn't authorize the spending of the money. In other words, you're not creating or amending the capital project or amending the capital program. So we want you to be aware that we're having a conversation about the possibility of a technical amendment on the legislative floor to essentially add this back in. Why? We think it's the appropriate thing to do given the fact that we we now have about $6.5 million. The Transportation Council is also engaged in something called the CHIP update, which legislator Litz would be familiar with. And given this new focus and push, we believe that we can at least request and ask for and likely receive another $1 million in federal funds, which will cut the the proposed county portion down to a typical 80-20 split. This would be like a 70-30 split in terms of looking at the cost of the project. The other reason is that it addresses a real safety issue and concern with respect to bicycle and pedestrian as well as road departure areas. Last but not least, it completes the work that you started to get to Butterville Road and moves it up through that. The reason to do it now and not wait, in other words, to amend the capital program but not create the capital project, is it's going to be very difficult for the Transportation Council to entertain a position with respect to asking for increase of funds if the county has an adopted capital program that says we're not interested in constructing this project from 25 or 26 on. It's not contained in the capital project anywhere. So that's the first reason. Second reason, you've actually expended dollars to acquire right-of-way, and you've expended dollars to get to a design, to get the final design. All of these suggest that continuing to move this forward by seeking additional funds is the appropriate thing to do. And that's what we wanted to let you know, that we're hoping that we find ourselves in a situation where we can make a technical amendment on the floor of the legislature to amend the capital program to allow this to move, to allow this to be recommended for funding in the 25-30 capital program. I know that's a lot to absorb, but I'm willing to address each of you individually or collectively in terms of why we think we should do this.
Legislator Litz, thank you, Director Doyle.
$6.5 million, is that TAP funded?
No, that's a STDBG Flex, otherwise known as Surface Transportation Block Grant Flex money. It's not TAP funding at all.
Can we apply for TAP?
No, it wouldn't be eligible for TAP, but what you can apply for is there's a new funding source just released.
If it's for to extend the bike path?
It's not extending a bike path, it's shoulders. Let me go through the new funding source that we think would be available, as well as
carbon reduction.
There you go. You got one on carbon reduction funds. You also have something called HSIP fund, which is Highway Safety Improvement Fund, which we believe are also eligible. We have an allocation from the Transportation Council, has an allocation of those funds, which we had never had before. We may be able to use that. In addition, we still have allocations with respect to this, with respect to the block grant program. Finally, you should be aware that the state has just released, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, something called a Highway Safety Action Plan with respect to roadway departure, which takes a look at Ulster County and says that there are reasons to make these investments at Ulster County because the amount of roadway departures we're seeing.
Can you phase the project, spend the $6.5 million now, and then continue with another phase when we can get some more funding?
I look at it this way. Given the fact that the short answer would be yes, the longer answer would be it's going to cost you more money, and there's not a lot to phase here. We're really talking about essentially completing from Butterville Road to 4455. It's better to mobilize and do it at once, particularly with respect to construction inspections. And the amount of ask that we're looking for is not a large ask from what we currently have in funding, which is about $6.5 million. You're asking for $1 million more. So it's not a large ask.
They said it was $10 million.
But we have $6.5 million already authorized.
Plus another million.
That's $1 million and $7.5 million. That leaves $2.5 million.
Right. When you think about a $10 million project, do the math. It's
25% county funding.
20% required match. So it's not an unusual match for the county.
Well,
you know, for these kinds of.
I'd like to get 100% funding.
Well, so would we.
So
the money that's available.
I cannot tell you how strongly I am in favor of your bringing forward this technical amendment, and it puts it in the capital program. And then we have to get the funding. and then we can decide to move forward. But if we don't do this step, then we're hamstringing ourselves in terms of knowing what we have available down the road. I would strongly favor funding this, even if it were 25% county match or 30% county match. I think, again, lives will be saved. And active transportation route will be not completed, but progressed in a way that will allow people to both recreate and transport themselves on bicycles more safely. So you have safety for the cyclist and you have safety for the vehicles. This is, I think, what we should be spending county money for. So we don't have to make any decision this evening, but
it was more of a heads up that we expect that we were going to make the approach to the legislature for a technical amendment. We're looking for a sponsor on the floor to make that technical amendment. We'll see how that goes.
Are there any other concerns that might come up on the floor that we could anticipate here and get questions answered? So I appreciate you bringing that to us for new business.
If there was a housing component, the governor just came out with infrastructure for housing.
Or economic development component as well. And we're certainly well aware of that grant. And
maybe the state wants to put housing up on the board.
You know, Legislator Litz, I was prepared to move, you know, to try to help you get the job at the swimming pool, but now I'm going to have to get you a job in the grants office.
Well, we do a lot of grants.
Yeah, I appreciate it. This is good problem solving for coming up with the funding source. And when you're talking millions of dollars, that if we have state or federal funds that we can, you know, that we can bring in for this, we definitely want to do it. Any other new business? Any old business? Hearing none.
We'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Legislator Litz. Is there a second? Legislator McCullough. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Any opposed? Please stay late.